You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Nick Jerzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 23.2%. That's how much the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell in the first quarter, which ended yesterday. Let that sink in, a 23% loss in just 3 months. It's the worst first quarter ever in the Dow's 135-year history. And it's the biggest loss in any quarter since the fourth quarter of 1987, which included the historic Black Monday crash. The cause of the Dow's steep drop to start 2020 was, of course, the growing coronavirus pandemic. The negative impact on people's health and the economy became very real very fast. The question on investors' minds now is, what does the recovery look like? Which brings us to the next number, 10.5%. That's how much the Dow has gained on average a year after each of its 10 worst quarters ever. But history may not be as much of a guide this time around. The coronavirus pandemic is unlike anything investors have faced in modern times. The economy isn't falling into a recession because of a financial crisis or a disruption to a key commodity or energy source. Instead, social distancing measures are slamming the brakes on economic activity as people stay home and businesses are required to close. If the economy can restart quickly from that deep freeze, the rebound might be stronger, and that could see the stock market recover even faster. Our last number is $24. That was Xerox Holdings' latest cash and stock offer for each share of HP. Since November, HP has rebuffed Xerox twice, and now Xerox is calling it quits on its attempt to acquire its larger copier and printer rival. The takeover bid was always an unconventional one. For starters, it's usually the larger, more valuable company that's doing the acquiring. And analysts were never quite convinced that the merger would produce the cost savings that Xerox's board claimed it would. In the end, it was the deal's structure that caused it to fail, not HP's opposition. Xerox needed to take on up to $24 billion in additional debt to make it happen. And with the economy headed into a recession and markets still in turmoil, it doesn't seem like the best time to be levering up. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Nick Jerzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.